Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
What's upset you now?
So what I don't like is when you get on a train, an empty train, and then someone comes on and sits right next to you.
Mental.
When there are a million other free seats. That really pisses me off. And that happened to me last night.
Last night?
Yeah. Happened to me last night on the train home.
What did you... We know how you felt about the situation. You felt about it the way any sane person would. What did you... are you someone that would do something about that?
I started like coughing. I started coughing really.
It's not as effective now as it was in like early 2020, that move, is it? That was that really kind of got people moving then, but
yeah. But I just don't get it. And I'm like, you're thinking this is how I get murdered, isn't it? Like, this is the end for me. Like, why are you even sitting there? Like, yeah, that drives me nuts, man.
So what do you think they wanted? Were they trying to be friendly, or were they just
I think people just don't have self-awareness or the boundaries that normal people have. Cause it's happened several times. It happens quite often, to be honest. And I'm like, what's going on with these people? There's a million empty seats. Why would you come and sit next to someone? I just don't get it. But I think it's like a lack of self-awareness.
What sort of age were they, roughly? Just to get a kind of full picture of this.
Yeah, good shout.
I would say about like mid-40s.
Man or woman?
Oh,
man.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
was man. Did he seem creepy?
It's mainly men that do it, to be honest. mainly men.
Did he seem like a normal person, or what? Did he seem creepy?
No, he seemed fairly normal. This undercover. Has never happened to you?
It happened to you in the cinema the other day, Sean, didn't it? But then
It kind of happened to me in the cinema a little while ago. A young lady sat quite near to me, but at first I thought it was a bit odd, but then we ended up talking about the film afterwards. It was all right. I suppose it was a bit weird.
Maybe she recognized you.
I don't know. Yeah. That was not what that was. That was not what that was. Yeah. I want to know, did the person get the hint and leave?
No, I eventually left.
Good question.
I eventually left. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I got up and shifted.
Hang on. Wait a second. You got up and moved.
Yeah.
I would say that's quite an aggressive tact there.
But my coughing wasn't working, so I don't know what to do.
Well, getting up and moving is aggressive.
Not aggressive is the wrong word. It's a choice, isn't it? Nico, I wouldn't have, what is it? I couldn't move there because I would feel I was offended.
I'd also say, as I was getting up, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, good for you.
I hope that my getting up they got the point. I'm hoping.
Yeah. I think they got the point. You're a big man.
Hope so, but you never know.
Yeah.
But that's happened to me several times.
I've seen also people taking up other chairs with bags and like being quite like,
that's unacceptable.
Yeah. I've seen it sort of almost kick off on a train because someone was refusing to move a bag off a.
It's mental.
It is mental.
You know what's strange about that? Like growing up in Barbados, what's crazy to show you how different societies were. In Barbados, if you got on the bus with a bag, the person sitting would offer to hold it for you. That was the thing.
I'm moving to Barbados immediately.
People would hold your bags if you got on with a big bag. Which is crazy to know to me now that I've become, you know, like a Londoner.
What age were you when you moved to London, Nico?
I was around, 20?
Oh, so you had a lot of life before
you'd had a lot of life before you made a massive error of judgment.
What did you think when you first sort of like went into central London from Barbados? You must have thought, what the fuck is this?
You know what's crazy as well? I remember holding babies. People would get on, or sometimes if the person they would give you the baby to hold. Insane.
Was there something nice? But it sounds quite. I wouldn't be comfortable with it because I'm brought up here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would if that was the culture.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like that sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah,
kind.
Yeah.
It sounds much better.
Yeah. I don't think it happens anymore, but back in the day, it definitely used to happen.
Okay, well, I'll remember that next time that we bump into each other. When I've got a bag, I will be expecting you to hold my bag. Yeah.
I don't like voice notes.
Oh, I don't.
Wow.
I'm the same.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I particularly don't like is when someone sends you one and you go, now they're expecting me to send one back and I'm not going to do that. So by texting, you feel like, oh, I'm just going to send a text back. But I don't have to send a voice note just because someone has sent me one.
Yeah. I find them like an intrusion of my space.
Oh, they're horrible.
I really used to be
with you, man. But now...
Yeah, what has changed?
I find them... You know, if it's a good friend and you've got a story, it's like your own personal podcast. It's so good. You get a podcast that's written, basically produced for you, that you get to listen to it anytime you want. I love it.
Nah, I don't like it at all.
I'd rather speak to someone on the phone. Or tech.
It feels to me like when someone sends you a voice note that they are now in the room with you, it feels like, you've invaded my personal space. I was texting you. Let's continue texting. I don't need to hear your voice.
There is a theme developing here, isn't
yes.
there?
I
think what I'm learning quite quickly is that you don't want people anywhere near you.
even the sound of it.
Yeah.
So what is it? So, okay. Even have you ever left one?
Have I ever? If I have left a voice note, it would have been two maximum in my lifetime, if I ever done it.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Paul, you're not really. Yeah, you don't really leave the voice.
No,
notes.
I don't do them. No, maybe slightly more than two. Definitely like less than 20.
Yeah, you do. Wow, that's phenomenal.
And I'm not a fan. I'm the same. I don't like hit. I don't like, you go like, oh God, I've got to listen. Like, at least with a text. Sometimes you'll see like the first line of like a text message or a WhatsApp message and go like, I'm not opening that for a while. I can't be asked to read it. Do you know, like, so you'll get the vibe of what it's about. Whereas with a voice note, is it right? Once you've started playing it, they can see that you've like played it, or can you have like not read on there as well?
No, I think they know when you've played it.
Yeah.
I'm not
that's too much. That's stressful.
Sure, that's true. I'm not sure that's true. I think it works just like a text. I think you've got, I really think you guys have got to change your attitude.
No,
it's really nice.
Like, so. Nico,
you sit on the you get the train into town, right?
Yeah.
A friend sends you a nice, like, 3-minute voice note.
Oh, no.
And you could just
bang it.
I mean, it's got to be a funny person.
That's too much. That's too much, man.
It's got to be a funny person.
No, it's too much. And I don't like when people in a group chat send a voice note of them just laughing. To me, that's insane.
Well, that's quite unusual. What?
Like, you be in a group chat and someone will record themselves rather than saying lol or whatever, they will actually record themselves laughing and send that as a note. To me, that's the height of narcissism, mate. That's another level of like insanity.
Are you a fan of sort of group chats in general?
Group chats are all right. Group chats are fine, but yeah, I don't like when someone laughs and then sends it to the group. Like, what are you doing?
Give me a name, if you can. I mean, this is very private information. But do you feel comfortable giving us a name of one of your WhatsApp groups, or are they all confidential?
No, but like one is just called the men.
The men?
The men. You know, like how you got demand them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the men.
What's that? Hang on, explain. Actually, fuck it. Explain demand them as well. Because
demand them is like your crew. Demand them you hang out with. Okay. That's like slang. Demand them.
Yeah.
Your boys. You guys. Right.
I'm picturing my boys.
Right. So the men is just like another way of phrasing it. The men I hang out with. The guys I hang out with.
Okay, fine.
So rather than saying demand them, it's just called the men. Yeah.
Right. That's a bit cooler than just putting my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice. All right. And you don't like voice notes from them? Fine. I don't think there's anything wrong, Paul, with texting back to a voice note.
No. Well, that's but what just I would, so you... that's what's happening every time someone sends me a voice note. So.
regardless of whether it's okay or not.
There was a time where I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do one. Particularly if it's someone you don't know that well. Hey, yeah, just thought I'd send this over in a voice note, blah, blah, blah,
bro,
blah. And you're like,
no, can't do that.
I get voice notes from people I don't even know on Instagram. And I'm like, what are you doing?
That's mental.
This is nuts.
I didn't even know you could send a voice note.
There would literally, their opening thing would be a voice note. And I'm like, how could you even have the balls to do that? Like, people are different, man.
People are different.
It's very different. Too different.
The other thing is people who don't pick up their dog poo.
Mate.
I think those are the worst people on earth.
Yeah.
If you don't pick up your dog poo, you should be banned from society.
I think some people should just be, maybe it's a bit too far, and you know, but sometimes I think they should just be shot.
Yes,
they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it if it was like, well, if I don't
just
think
make an example
be shot,
of one of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, just shot in the kneecap.
Totally. Why are you doing it? Someone might step in that, a child might step in that, just bend over, pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board.
It's got worse. There's no getting around that. It was 100% good for a while. And
totally.
the decline of civilization has meant in a huge surge in the number of uncleaned up dog shit on the streets.
But not even just dog poo, but it's just litter in general. We don't have a, you know what I mean? There's no, there used to be campaigns or little sayings telling people don't litter. Those are gone as well. Like,
what happened to all that? I mean, I don't know at what point someone is just going to come out and say it. The world is fucked.
I still, you're right. And I still see, you would think that this, you would never see this again, considering all of the stuff that's hammered down our throats about, and rightly so, about the planet and looking after it and all of that stuff. I still see people on the motorway chuck their fucking rubbish out of the car window.
Insane.
You should be in jail.
Yeah.
You should be in jail.
There's a bin where you're going. Put it in
that's
that.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah.
It is. There is a bin where you're going. Yeah. Not very nice if you're going home. It sounds like you're calling someone's house a bin.
No, but like, I come home, I'll get some food on the way home from a gig or whatever, and I'll go like, well, when I get home, I will put that in the bin.
Also, tell you if you're me, good, actually, the car is the bin.
Well, yeah. I sometimes think gets overlooked, because people like to talk a lot of shit about the place, but McDonald's, when you go to the car parks and they've got the bins that are like a big Target. Do you know those bins? So it's like, throw your rubbish in here, and it's got like a dartboard at the back, so it's like fun to throw it in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's where you got to start making cleaning up litter fun.
Yeah. You go to the park as well with your kids. Not only is there dog shit, people just leave their stuff. And there is a bin in the park. They just leave their cans, their food wrappers just on the floor. And
I'm very surprised
just
about this. So you live in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah. People don't care about anything.
I would think of all the places, that would be a place where maybe the litter would be on the lighter side.
Yeah, people. Here's the thing, though. I realized, like, it's a culture thing as well, and people have no pride. This is a problem with this is my, you told me don't get political, but
no, go on, but, let's but, do it.
No,
let's go.
But, like, I think when people I think people have less respect for if they're not from a certain place. Like, they just I don't know. Cause like, you go to Norway, like I was in Norway 2 weeks ago. And Norway is one of the cleanest places you could ever go. And I always remember one time I was in Norway and this...
It's mad, isn't it?
This
it looks
guy,
like a computer game,
yeah,
where they've not put litter in the,
yeah,
in the
exactly.
video game. Yeah.
You literally have to go looking for litter. And I was walking down in Oslo and I was like, how the fuck is this the main city and I can't find any litter? It was insane. You go on Clapham High Street or any high street in Britain, there's going to be litter everywhere. And I'm in Oslo, the main place, and I'm walking and there's no litter. Then I remember I was in a place called Stavanger, and this guy, he wasn't a Norwegian. He threw something on the floor, but he was with a girl who was Norwegian. And this is a girl who is like 19, 20. And she said to the guy who she was dating or whatever, they were walking together, she told him, pick that up. We don't do that here. And you would never see that happen. A teenager telling another teenager in Britain to pick up something. You would never see that over here. But they have such a pride in their country that teenagers are like aware of it. And you don't know, you would think teenagers, oh, those are the ones who are going to litter. But I think Norwegians have a pride in their country that they're going to keep it clean and nice. So she told him, listen.
That's a very good point, actually, for a country that prides itself on how proud of its country it is. It's a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
The brilliant Nico Yearwood, I work with him a lot down in Top Secret. He's absolutely fantastic. Check him out live. He's always at Top Secret. You can also follow him. He's always posting clips, great stand-up clips, on Instagram at Bajan Comedian. That's B-A-J-A-N Comedian, Bajan Comedian.
And if you would like to experience the Patreon, I'm sure you've heard us mention the Patreon before, and you're like, what is this Patreon? What is it all about? Well, those guys over there...
Please tell me, Paul, that it costs money now, please.
It's, well, it does cost money, but you can actually now sample it for free.
Oh, fuck.
Nada.
No. Zilch. I'm out.
So you can come over for a week, have a little look around, make yourself at home, treat the place like it's your own. You know, you will get all the benefits of being a fully fledged Patreon member, but with zero of the financial outlay. What this then means is that after a week, if you think, look, you know, those guys have been banging on about this for ages and they were bloody right, this is a great deal, then you can become a fully fledged member. If not, you can go back to carrying on with your life as it was prior to the 7 months, 7 day free trial, and you know, we'll never mention it again. Well, we will mention it again.
We will every week.
Yeah, you know, you get an hour long episode every Monday morning.
It's ridiculous.
It's really good. We've just recorded an episode now. It was mega lols.
Right, well, that's them all unsubscribed. Thanks for that, Paul.
If you want an hour of mega lols every Monday morning, go to Patreon. I'll tell you what, there is bloody hours of this stuff backed up now.
Paul sometimes rolls on the floor laughing.
I don't know, Mikey, Ruffle. How long, if they were to listen from the first Patreon episode to the last, how long would they be listening for? It's got to be like...
About 160
hours. 160
hours?
So 160... Can we work this out? Let's get a calculator on this. If we go... how long they would be listening for if they decided to listen to the whole thing from beginning to end without taking a break. So 100... that's almost a full week. You could stay up. You could listen non-stop to Patreon episodes of What's Upset, you know. It'd be an interesting experiment.
and through us trying to work out how long that would take, you've just had a snippet of the general vibe of what it's like. So I think you can
just
tell evidently.
An hour, and you don't need to do the free test. You could just sign straight up for the paid one. You're like, well, if it's like this for an hour, where's my credit card? Go to patreon.com/WUYN and either become a trialee or a fully fledged patron. And, you know, we would really appreciate it. And I think you'd feel good about yourselves. That's the thing that we don't mention enough. I think it would give you a real sense of, you know, self-worth, self-esteem.
Do you know what? I'm signing up. I want to feel good about myself. I'm going to sign up.
I'm just going to... I'll see you later, guys. I'm just going to head over to patreon.com/WUYN.
Good idea. See you there. Ta-da.
Bye.